Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Senate passed a stopgap bill to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. The vote was 87 to 11. It will now head to the president's desk. House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson passed the measure with many Democrat voters, as dozens of Republicans opposed the plan due to a lack of spending cuts in a time of inflation caused by government overspending. A pushing match erupted in Washington, D.C. yesterday at a pro-Palestinian rally at the headquarters of the Democrat National Committee offices. U.S. Capitol Police officers say one person was arrested. Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault. Six Capitol officers suffered injuries. Pepper spray was used on protesters, with DNC members being evacuated from the building. As the country continues to head down the path she is taking, an overwhelming number of Americans want the country to head in a completely different direction.
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. In a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, Trump leads with 48% support compared to Biden's 46%, the economy remains a primary concern for voters, closely followed by the preservation of democracy. I'm John Schaefer.
Division rivals are set to play football tonight when the Baltimore Ravens clash with the Cincinnati Bengals for Thursday night football in Charm City. Game starts at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on Amazon's Prime Video. USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, currently serving a 21-year sentence in Arizona, is again trying to overturn his conviction in the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin filed a motion earlier this week claiming a forensic pathologist from Kansas does not believe Chauvin caused Floyd's death in 2020. Chauvin is requesting a new trial. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping were talking yesterday in Northern California. This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. The last time Xi was in the United States, he was a guest of President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago home in 2017. The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, is scheduled for January 23, 2024. In defiance of President Biden and the Democrat National Committee's preference for South Carolina as number one. New Hampshire has maintained its first-in-the-nation primary status for more than 100 years. New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon.
Using racial diversity as a cudgel in an attempt to rearrange the presidential nominating calendar is an ugly precedent.
Consuming marijuana may help improve your sleep.
A study conducted by Washington State University revealed that over 80% of marijuana users reported that smoking joints was more effective in promoting sleep than sleep aids such as melatonin. Additionally, 60% of participants stated that they've achieved 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
That's Dave Collins reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. How you doing? Huh? Remember, for more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it was confirmed that there were at least 290,000 people at the March for Israel on the National Mall. It was the largest pro-Israel event ever. And I just want to reiterate, along with Gary Bauer, who wrote this, by the way, zero vandalism, okay? No one thought that the way to make a point about the Middle East was to attack local businesses in Washington, D.C. No one of Arab or Muslim background was attacked. There were no reports of angry Jewish young men attacking anyone with a Palestinian flag. In fact, the only reports of discrimination involved a walkout of bus drivers at Dulles Airport who refused to transport Jewish visitors to the March for Israel. The anti-Semitism is alive and well and becoming quite obvious at every turn here. And I know for many it's a surprise to see, you know, this kind of emotion and demonstration and, dare I say, hatred for a race. It's unconscionable for me, and I almost feel like where have I been? Have I been living in a hole? I mean, I've seen this stuff, you know, creep its head from time to time, but not with these kind of numbers, and certainly not to the point where they're taking over universities as they have. And they got a lot of these kids, you know, that it's the same kids that got behind Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They thought it was a cool thing to do, right? And then you started to, you know, they kind of opened up their minds for just a moment to consider that, you know, something was happening here. Horace Cooper is calling my cell phone right now, and we need to connect him to the studio. So anyway, we'll try again here. And Horace, the studio is going to be calling you again. We had problems connecting, so they'll call you right now. All right. Okay, standing by. All right, Horace Cooper is supposed to be on 2 minutes ago, but we had a little bit of technical difficulty, so we're going back and forth, and I'm sure we will get him here shortly. But anyway, the point being is just like with Black Lives Matter, although there's some remnants of people who still believe in BLM, not even realizing it is a Marxist group and what their end game is all about, right? It's obvious what's happening in our country, and we've got to go into this with eyes wide open and recommit ourselves to this constitutional republic, if that's what you want to hold on to, because right now it is slipping through our fingers. Horace Cooper joins us now, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, author of the new book, Going to Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Have Hurt Black Americans, not only Black Americans, but people of all color, Horace Cooper, right?
Oh, that's correct. That's correct. I a way, as I've said before, so that it's not talking to black America. It is talking to that group of people, black, white, or brown, who believe that it is useful to have special programs just to help black America. And what I demonstrate in the book is it doesn't work. A program of any kind that is good for America is good for blacks. The opposite is not true. A program targeted to blacks isn't good for America. In fact, it ends up not even being good for blacks. And I walk the reader through the various ways that we can see this.
Yeah, and you and I have discussed this before, Horace. The core problem is that what is the objective? The objective of these policies from Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, I mean, going back for decades, has been, what can we do to secure the black vote? And what they have done has worked very effectively historically. You know, blacks in record numbers have been voting Democrat time and time again, and now you've got the new breed of black Americans going, what are we thinking? We've given our vote to them, you know, time and again, and what have we gotten out of it? In fact, we even had a black president, and we ended up with Bupkis after everything was all said and done. So there's something very wrong about this model. Yeah.
Worse than Bupkis. What we have seen, and I believe we should start referring to them as the deadbeat Democrats. They do not care for you. They are not going to see to it that you have a nice place to live. They are not going to see to it that you live in a safe community. They don't care about you or your child. They're not going to support you. They're not going to feed you. In fact, the deadbeat Democrats want your child dead. They don't want to support them. They don't want to promote them. They don't want to see that they reach their objectives. When Barack Obama was president, a lot of America was told, look, this is the triumph of everything that we've been advocating. Now, I, as a citizen, thought to myself, our country never was intended to be a country where only one group of people, only one type of people could lead it. We have a race-neutral constitution. We fought a civil war to ratify that we have a race-neutral constitution. So I wasn't surprised that a black candidate could run. I was not surprised that a black candidate could get elected. What I was surprised at how shocked black Americans were when they realized, wait, we're getting foreclosed on. We're having the repo man come. We're having unemployment rates that are just skyrocketing. It wasn't because Barack Obama was black. It was because of the big government socialist policies that were put in place. Those were devastating for America. And because black America has been playing catch up, it was particularly difficult. A lot of people are now looking around and saying, hey, wait, Ford Motor Company sold a record number of F-150s to blacks during the Trump administration, and now a record number of repo men are back. The foreclosures are back. Thanksgiving is going to cost the most that it's ever cost. All of these signs cause a disconnect between the socialist policies of today with the freedom policies of the Trump administration.
Well, and like you said, worse than Bupkis here, because look what Barack Obama and his policies did to the core family infrastructure, what he did to marriage, what he did to these foundational principles that are so critical to what makes and how our democratic republic works. He put a wrecking ball through all these institutions, you know, for what purpose? And what it seems to be revealed, especially in light of this third, this third term of Barack Obama under Joe Biden, is that he didn't particularly care for America. He didn't care for the American way of life, didn't care for the American people. That's what it seems like to me. I mean, because all of a sudden it was like, gay rights and having people's bodies disfigured. Took precedent over a father being at home and having a family be there around children so they could be raised in a way that would be of value to themselves and to the community.
Justin, another set of deadbeat Democrats.
Wow. Well, and as you say, and I, and you're exactly right, you're spot on. As hard as this may be for some people to hear, deadbeat anybody. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they can't help but do what deadbeat dads do, right?
That's right. That's right. Disfigure your children. Provide, and then they cheat on you. They
yeah.
pick another group that they're going to love more than you after telling you.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent, just wait, like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the former constitutional law professor and author Horace Cooper continues with us. Horace, America is still appalled and scratching her head trying to wonder what the heck is going on with this lawfare this new term that is happening within the Justice Department. You've got, halfway or maybe fully naked judges, which is a sight. You know, he thinks, I don't know if he was, you know, applying for a Chippendales job or whatever, but anyway, that hit the, that hit the internet, social media, blogosphere. And he is just tormenting this president, or trying to anyway. And, here the president goes in, the former president goes into this trial, and the judge basically says, well, you're guilty, and all we're doing right now, in fact, I don't want to hear your defense, and all we're figuring out is how much punishment you're going to get. What happened to due process here?
So let me explain to the audience real quick. Lawfare is using our country's legal systems and institutions to delegitimize someone or destroy them economically. And that's what we're witnessing against Donald Trump. Judge Engoron is a walking American Bar Association ethics case. You were highly generous in describing him as seeking a part-time role as a Chippendale or whatever that was that you said. You're highly generous. According to what I've seen online, this is the opposite of that. What Judge Potter Stewart, Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, might say about obscenity, I know it when I see it. Mm. Well, if you look at those, that's the first thing that comes to mind. A judge is not supposed to be partisan. A judge, his clerk apparently has exceeded campaign donations, the $250 maximum for people in the judicial system. And instead of rebuking the clerk, he has been rebuking Donald Trump and his legal team for highlighting that this has occurred. He himself has acted in a way that makes it pretty clear he is not impartial, he is not neutral, and he is injudicious. So set aside him exposing himself online, which in almost any other jurisdiction would call for an immediate suspension. Not just we had to stop the trial, we would have to make the judge no longer be on the bench. Unfortunately, this case is headed to a higher court. If I were the judge in this case, I would reverse some of my earlier rulings so as not to ultimately be embarrassed and ashamed when the higher courts rule against me.
Will he get impeached ultimately, Horace?
This judge is not going to get impeached, but this judge might end up being suspended. Again, it would help him if he were to reverse himself. Telling the defendant who is answering questions and attempting to explain his behavior, I don't want to hear from you, that's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. That's unjustified. The attempt at a gag order about lawful behavior, or in this case, unlawful behavior, on the part of his own clerk, again, the problem here is when you add the nakedness or near nakedness to the equation, higher courts are just not going to want to own the problems that Judge Engoron has created for himself.
Well, in this situation, we've got, a total of four judges, something like, over 90 indictments here in play. Is there any way to fast-track this in such a way to where, you know, this thing can move along, or do we just have to, you know, do the American people have to suffer through this, basically political assassination that they are that they're conducting on a former president and the leading candidate of the Republican Party? Go ahead.
If this were any one of us, we would already have drowned the assault of Lawfare. Mm-hmm. Only because of his personal financial situation is he able to stand up and fight. It is my hope that as more and more of the American people observe what has been going on, that we force our opponents to stop using Lawfare. No person should be targeted, whether that's for January 6th, whether that is for carjacking. No person should be targeted because of who they were tricked. We were deceived. We lost funds. Not one single financial institution. Here you have a case of someone being accused. It would be like saying, you robbed a bank. We won't identify the bank. We won't say what money is missing, but we're going to put you in a situation where you're supposed to defend yourself. And as you pointed out, the judge has already said, and you did it. Now we're just going to discuss how serious the assessment or penalty should be.
The impact, I just don't understand, because in terms of the impact that we'll have business-wise for businesses in New York, if I had a business in New York, I'd be looking for an exit if I hadn't already found one, because I don't want to have any part of this kind of judiciary and be subject to this kind of, because as you said, in most businesses, what do you want to say, 99% of the businesses out there, 99% of the American people, we couldn't handle this. We'd have been dead in the water, you know, months ago. We'd have had to surrender. I mean, we've already got, you know, some noted attorneys that just said, wait a minute, the cost to fight this is, it's unreasonable. So I'm going to take my punishment. I'll accept a misdemeanor. I'll pay, you know, whatever minor amount of money, thousands of dollars, minimal thousands of dollars they'll have to pay. But here you are. I mean, we've got today in America, Horace, where, you know, a majority of America couldn't come up with $1,000 with a day's notice if they needed it. So and what these courts are doing to, you know, to these attorneys and to the president and that, as he says, he's standing in the way for us, because if they can do it to him, what's going to happen to the everyday American person, as if it hasn't already? Because the Democrats, you know, this has been their doing. I don't see this coming from any other party. I see this coming.
Americans are showing us how apprehensive they are. There are nearly there are nearly half a billion firearms in America. Mm-hmm. I'm all for the Second Amendment. I probably have several. I won't say on the record exactly how many. But I got them because I'm a firearms enthusiast. What we're seeing is a lot of Americans are going out and saying, I got to get it because I might need it. You see a lot of Americans who are saying, I better not say anything on social media or else I'm going to get myself doxed or I'll be fired. A lot of Americans are increasingly saying, oh, if I do business in this area, I might find myself in trouble. They are taking steps. It's almost like self-censorship to prevent themselves from being exposed. It hurts our economy. It hurts our society. If you, let me just say this, you don't want to use social media, you don't have to. What I'm suggesting is you shouldn't have to self-censor. If you don't want to buy a firearm, you don't have to, but you shouldn't have to fear what would happen if you don't have one. And if you don't want to get a business license in a deep blue state, you shouldn't have to fear what could happen to you. But that's what's happening in America today.
Well, even when you have a guy like Jeff Bezos leaving California for Miami, what is that telling you?
No, that's exactly right. And so Donald Trump is standing up. He is fighting this, and he's fighting it not just for Donald Trump, but showing everyone that if we all agree this must end, we can make it end.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a country that is supposed to be of, for, and by we the people. If we the people do not participate and we do not engage this treasonous behavior, this tyrannical behavior, we're done. That's all I've got to say about that. Horace Cooper, the constitutional law professor formerly and recognized legal commentator. Horace, thank you, buddy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a stopgap bill to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. The vote was 87 to 11. It will now head to the president's desk. House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson passed the measure with many Democrat voters, as dozens of Republicans opposed the plan due to a lack of spending cuts in a time of inflation caused by government overspending. A pushing match erupted in Washington, D.C. yesterday at a pro-Palestinian rally at the headquarters of the Democrat National Committee offices. U.S. Capitol Police officers say one person was arrested. Protesters got into a shoving match with Capitol Police, with the arrest being made for assault. Six Capitol officers suffered injuries. Pepper spray was used on protesters, with DNC members being evacuated from the building. Bengals-Ravens play tonight for Thursday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Rucker is joining us. Craig is the co-founder and president of CFAC, and we're going to be talking about the coalition that has filed a notice of intent to sue federal agencies to stop whale killing in the Virginia Wind Project for a violation of the Endangered Species Act. Craig, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back on, Bill.
Well, always good to have you here, Craig, to, you know, get the record straight here. Last time we did, we were talking about the threat and, you know, these wind farms and what they were doing and what was going to be the net advantage and, you know, to even see the way this thing just exploded on the scene here is just unbelievable. And, you know, what's so surprising is because you have these environmentalists whenever, you know, anybody else outside of the ruling party would want to do something, there'd be environmental studies. They would go on for years and years. But because it happens to be supported and part of the green energy movement, this religious movement that's taking place, they just get a free pass. And we've got windmills all over the place. And now after the fact and after we see that whales are dying, thank God for CFAC to step in the gap here to say, wait a minute, you know, we have got to do something about it because on its face, this is a violation of the Endangered Species Act. Am I fair in saying that?
Oh, you're spot on, Bill. I was going to say that the Biden administration kind of has a damn the whales full speed ahead mentality on the East Coast, despite the fact that they're putting somewhere around, anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 wind turbines stretching from the Carolinas up to Massachusetts, right in the lanes that these whales migrate, and they're giving them the fast track. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management gave approval, even indicating they don't have the studies done yet. They have no idea what the impact of these will be, except they do know it'll likely kill a number of them. So they say their position is let's build them and see how many die, and then we'll have a better understanding of how many what the actual impacts are.
Craig,
yeah, this is not the way the ESA is supposed to work. First, you're supposed to, with due diligence, figure out what the impact of what you're putting up does before you actually, inflict damage on a whale species like the right whale, which there's only 350 left in the wild.
Wow.
So there's not a whole lot of play there as to
exactly
how much damage you could do and drive a species extinct.
Greg, I mean, it almost seems like we've got a lot of stupid money involved here, because why would business people get involved? I mean, this is not cheap to put up these windmills. This is an expensive project here. And, do they see it as that, hope upon hope, somehow they've got some sort of assurance that, the Biden administration is going to win the 2024 election? Because I can tell you that if Donald Trump wins this election, those windmills are coming down. I mean, it is not going to stand, because it defies common sense. But you've got, a lot of stupid money involved in this that somehow thinks that they're going to... buck reality here.
It's amazing, because you had the Inflation Reduction Act, which I guess what sort of economics says by spending a lot of government money you're going to lower inflation. But
Right. Really,
that's what's driving a lot of the offshore wind stuff. It's not the market. It's government subsidies, tax credits, state monies that are going into this. But despite the billions that are being thrown at this, you have companies like Ørsted, which are pulling out of Ocean Wind 1 and 2 off of New Jersey. You have Avangrid stopping its construction of the wind farm off of Rhode Island and Massachusetts. You have companies' stocks plummeting by 40%. The only reason that the one in Dominion Energy in Virginia is allowed to continue with its offshore wind project is because, unfortunately, the state government has allowed them to pretty much foist the cost of any overruns and overages onto the ratepayers. And whereas most of the other states have prudently put a cap on things, they really did not do that in Virginia. Hence, we have to sue them to try and make them comply with the law.
Mm-hmm. What is the reality, Craig, for the ratepayers? What are they looking at in terms of the hike in prices? Because they get these windmill companies, they're getting money from the taxpayers, from us, we the people, through the federal government. And then now Virginia is saying, don't worry, the taxpayers will cover any shortfall. What is the reality just in terms of what Virginians are having to pay, to co-opt this program?
It's hard to get a fix on that, Bill, because the studies that come out always sugarcoat it, saying that it's only going to be a modest increase in ratepayers. However, we have real-world examples ranging from California, but even overseas in countries like Denmark and places that utilize a lot of wind energy. So we got a fairly good appreciation for how much this jacks up prices. For example, in Virginia, you're looking at probably about 12 cents a kilowatt hour that people currently are accustomed to paying. If you go to places that utilize a lot of wind energy power, it usually goes up to about 20 cents a kilowatt hour thereabouts in California, or 30 and even 35 cents a kilowatt hour over in Germany. So you're looking at, a little under doubling your rates to maybe as much as tripling your rates for utilities, the more that they get into this offshore wind and fulfill their expansion plans. So I think there's a lot of reason for ratepayers to be concerned, wherever this source of energy is utilized.
Well, exactly. I mean, because in all these, I mean, this isn't something that just happened overnight, Craig. We've got enough history, empirical data here to demonstrate that this isn't working. I mean, this is a bit of a pipe dream. We're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here. On this whole program. I mean, this is absurd, that we're putting that upon the American people on top of everything else that this government has been, putting on the backs of taxpayers. And they just feel like, okay, well, don't worry about it. We'll just we'll tax the people. We'll, we'll support it. We'll, government fund it, and we'll get the money from the American taxpayer, right?
You're right. I think it's being driven by climate alarmism. The Biden administration, even in the midst of the Mideast crisis, still comes out and says that, in fact, climate change is the biggest threat to mankind. And hence, if a few dumb species have to die because we need to get renewable energy and a Green New Deal put into place, we're all going to die anyway from climate change. So, you know, a few species have to be driven to extinction while we try to address it. That's kind of their mentality. It's crazy.
How about a simple question here, Craig? What does Joe Biden and these alarmists know that we don't? That we're somehow so stupid that we don't know. We don't understand what's happening with climate. That there's already, you know, clear indication that the Earth is unraveling.
Well, you know what? I think that a lot of them, it's a vested ideology, and you can see that at play here at this whole whale issue. So, for example, when you have a government court just this week forced Biden's hands, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management under Biden, to allow for oil and gas leasing in the Gulf of Mexico. And the reason that the Biden administration is all huffy about that is because the rice whale, another species, is endangered. However, the rice whale doesn't live anywhere near or migrate to any of the region where the oil and gas drilling is. They've been able to stymie that production for 7 years and monitor it, and they have yet to see even one rice whale go into the area. But yet they're willing to stop it because a whale could potentially go into that area at some point in the future and be harmed by the oil rigs. And yet, meanwhile, they're willing to put up, you know, vast amounts of wind farms up and down the East Coast and admittedly kill many of them because, you know, it causes climate change. So in one case, it's pro-fossil fuel, you can't do it. In the other case, it's pro-climate change, you know, addressing climate change, and, you know, if the species die, they die.
Don't you love the insanity of ideology? It's just like, I mean, this is material for Babylon Bee. It's so ludicrous. But meanwhile, we the people, the taxpayers, we get to pay for this stuff. See, this is why your vote counts, ladies and gentlemen, and why it needs to be protected. And you need to make sure that you get out there, you're registered to vote, and you, in fact, follow up on your vote. Craig Recker has been with us. Thank you, Craig. Take care.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Great to have you with us. You ready to be a winner? Okay, we're looking for some winners here. You know, we've been partnering this holiday season with Great American Pure Flix Christmas and their promotion that they're conducting. And we've got 6-month subscriptions to give away absolutely free. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's my personal email. It comes to me direct. bill@billmartinezlive.com. Write in the subject matter. I'm a winner. Okay, this way I'll know that you're participating in this promotion. And we draw your name out, and you could be one of the lucky winners with a 6-month absolutely free subscription to the Great American Pure Flix Christmas promotion. And for example, this week, Love is in the Air at Christmas time. These are the movies theme. Take some time for yourself and for you and your honey to enjoy some heartwarming movies. Next week, as we get ready for Thanksgiving, of course, can you believe it? It's coming early and fast. You get to celebrate the taste of the season with some great movie options as well. So your chance, very simple. Send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. In the subject, write, I'm a winner. That way I'll know that you're participating in this promotion. And we draw your name, winner, winner, chicken dinner, and you get 6 months. Absolutely free subscription, and you get to enjoy all the holiday movies nonstop. You can binge to your heart's content with all the cold turkey sandwiches that you want to enjoy along with it. So get that email out to me right away so that we can make you a winner and you can start enjoying this incredible Great American Pure Flix Christmas promotion campaign. Kash Chugli joins us now. Kash is the Vice President of Americans for Prosperity, and he says Joe Biden's reckless spending agenda has inflation out of control and America's fiscal house in disarray. Akash, it's been a while. Welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Better than our economy right now. Of course, we've got inflation still moving along. I mean, any kind of positive takeaway, the government wants us to believe in, but then the reality of what we're dealing with meets us right away when we go to the gas station or go to the grocery store, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. One of the things I like pointing out about the economy is that even though these inflation numbers seem to be coming down, right, the growth of inflation, growth in prices is coming down, the baseline they're using now, that itself is very, very high, right? This is a 12-month look back. 12 months ago, we were in the throes of an all-time inflation crisis, right? We now have nearly 3 years of four-decade-high inflation. And so if you're slowing down from what was already a record high, you're still in pretty bad shape. And obviously, that's analytical, but the American people don't need to be told that by me, frankly, and certainly not by the White House. They see it every day at the grocery store, at the gas station. They see that their wages are not keeping up, and that's why Bidenomics is an absolute disaster, and it's going to stay that way until we get the spending and the regulations under control. This administration has no interest in doing so.
You know, it seems like all the time I bash, you know, the Democratic Party. That's because they do things that deserve bashing. I mean, this is consistent. If you remember what we went through with 8 years with Barack Obama, they were always fudging the numbers. You know, they'd give you a number and then they'd revise it a month later. And, you know, what was high is low, what was low is. I mean, it was just it never really worked in the whatever the wrong direction the numbers had to be adjusted to. They were always getting adjusted. And as you say, and they even, you know, changed the rules and how they would. You know, what numbers they would use. It's just like, you know, with the Biden administration, you know, they give you these numbers and then they take out two very important categories that, you know, contribute to inflation, right? And you know, this is like getting in the weeds kind of stuff, and most people don't have time for it, and I don't blame them, but it just all gets back to why we pursue the truth no matter where it leads.
No, that's exactly right. And it also begs the question, Bill, what do we do about it? Everyone says we need to rein in spending, we need to rein in regulations. You know, and conservatives, I think, are rightly frustrated with how Congress has operated when it comes to spending. But I am very optimistic about this new speaker, Mike Johnson. People are upset about the continuing resolution, this latter CR thing that they advanced this week. But he didn't create this problem, right? He kind of inherited.
I was going to say, my goodness, what he inherited here, and he inherited, and then they said, hey, and you got what, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks to fix it? Give me a break.
Exactly. His goal is basically to create. It's threefold, Bill. One, let's avoid the Christmas time omnibus. We have done this, right? Those Christmas time trillion-dollar spending deals are a nightmare. Two, he's created two opportunities to leverage concessions on things like border security and things like that, the January and then February deadline. And the third is, in doing so, he has just cleared the deck for a fresh start for the next fiscal year appropriation. We have got to fix this budget process. He wants to create a debt commission. We've got to start getting serious, not just about these annual government funding fights, but real structural reforms. He is serious about that and has created opportunities to do that. And that's why I'm optimistic the Republicans, whether or not the president signs, the Republicans will have something to put forward next year to show that they're serious about controlling spending. And that's how we control inflation. That's what the American people want to see.
They've got to get the message squared away on this economy. You're in $33 trillion in debt. Moody's is downgrading America's credit. You know, and we're still, unfortunately, we've been able to avert a government shutdown. But the messaging on our debt, you know, like other things, the Republican Party, they think that, you know, people are overall, you know, cerebral and understand. They don't, because they get waylaid by the emotional presentation of the Democratic Party. They're very disingenuous and they're threatening, you know, grandma going over the cliff and all these other histrionics that they throw out there to cloud the issue in order to, you know, keep the Treasury, you know, the Treasury safes open so they can come in with their carpet bags and load them up and take the people's money.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think exactly what you're alluding to with remember they said Paul Ryan with rolling granny off. Are these entitlement programs, right? Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid. We unfortunately now have more and more Republicans that have been scared enough by the Democratic attack that they're adopting that Democratic line saying, oh, we won't touch entitlements. We won't do this. We won't do that. If we don't address entitlement reform, Bill, two things are going to happen. One, the economy is going to continue to suffer, right? High inflation, high interest rates, things like that. The second is that, and this is one thing I'm amazed people don't yet realize, there are automatic cuts baked into the law in Social Security and Medicare if they remain insolvent. We are within the 10-year window. Sometime within the next 10 years, there will be a 23% cut to Social Security benefits if that program is not reformed. Now, that doesn't mean we take it away for people who are 65 years old, but people like me who are in their 30s, younger, 20s, they're well within the ability to prepare for a different kind of Social Security program than what we have today. The thing is, if we don't do that, everyone is going to get hurt. And so the fear-mongering that's frankly coming from a lot of Democrats and increasingly from Republicans on entitlements is unhelpful, and it's going to lead to harm for people who need those programs the most.
I got to tell you, Akash, it frustrates me every time, you know, when the conversation of entitlements is brought up, that Social Security is brought into that net. That's so unfair. I mean, people put their hard-earned money into Social Security. It was our government, these elected officials in the mid-60s, as you may recall, they opened up the lockbox. And they got into that money, and ever since then, they've been throwing IU chits into the safe saying, hey, we'll pay you back, we'll pay you back. They've paid nothing back. They keep taking, and now they've drained it to such a degree that we're inside of 10 years that this could be in jeopardy. Well, wait a minute. There are laws, for fiduciary responsibility. And when you are an official of the government at this level, and most of which are attorneys, they know better. They've stolen from the American people. And nobody wants to talk about it in these terms. So, and I'm with you. I'm not saying that just because, it's becoming insolvent, that we, kill the goose that's been laying the golden eggs. But hey, look at it. It's our goose, not their goose. Okay, and we've got to we got to preserve it in some way. Yeah, go ahead.
That's
sorry.
Right. Exactly right. The politicians screwed this up. The only way that we can preserve it and correct their mistake is to reform the program. Otherwise, people are going to lose their benefits, right? Because of the mistakes and the overpromises that were made. It's the same thing on public employee pensions at the state level, right? The unions and politicians make these outrageous promises that government can't afford. The taxpayers end up footing the bill. Workers end up footing the bill. All I'm saying is we have got to get serious about having the conversation about reform. We can't kick the can down the road. We can't ignore this anymore. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck in this period of high inflation, high interest rates, and ultimately benefit cuts that nobody should have to go through.
Isn't there a reasonable approach to all this, to where we look at it? I know it's huge. We've got a big government, trillions of dollars involved here. But, you've got government waste. I mean, we've got billions of dollars left over that are hanging out there. God only knows where that money's at, going back to the COVID days, that still hasn't been recaptured. I think that being a sense these elected officials were the ones that stole money. And I'm just saying, the bureaucracy that has stolen money out of the Social Security, that they deserve, a little reduction, a little haircut, little cut and pay here. And wherever we can save money at every angle to deposit back into this fund that they have pillaged, then we need to do that. And in the process of doing that, maybe we could get our fiscal house in order. I know it's a huge endeavor, but somebody's got to take charge of this, Akash, because we've been talking about this for decades now.
No, that's exactly right. That's what AFP is doing in the bureaucracy, in the civil service, in our spending program. And we're taking our show across the country every single day, informing people and activating them to make a difference on exactly that kind of issue, Bill.
Well, and I believe that if with the right leadership and the vision and objectives clearly demarcated here, the people can get behind it and support it and not let it be the hot potato that somehow it seems to be every time it comes up, right?
Yeah, that's right. The issue has been demagogued. We should be taking the low-hanging fruit like we're talking about, reforming the bureaucracy.
Exactly. Akash Chugli, thank you. Appreciate it.
The power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...